So he is in Baden in Switzerland with a castle behind the obelisk. And this is the main police station here. And what we see here, the sun hieroglyph all over. There, and there, and there. Here's some more sun hieroglyph. Still the main police station here. And this is their obelisk, the symbol of the pharaonic domination. Well, they are dominating, all right. Well, this is the police station, eh? In Baden, in Switzerland. So there's a bee in the coat of arms here, next to the police station, because the bee symbolizes Isis, and we have to work for the queen, the whore of Babylon, if you want. So, this is still the police station here. And here in Baden, they have the octagon symbol at the front door. So there's also means. If there's a war, we're part of the gang. Don't destroy the house. Don't kill us, like octagon, in octagon. So I have no doubt whatsoever in this mansion here, the Freemasons, they have their gatherings here with the blessing of Isis, their goddess. It's the coat of arms of the Boveri house. Here's the Vesica Pisces. And here's Isis. I think they did love gun deals with Nazi Germany, Boveri. That's Isis here. Yeah? Yeah, the Swiss Isis. I'm not sure if I'm allowed in here, but who cares? Let's have a stroll in the park, eh? Nice little house here. So, nobility, I suppose. And there are four statues. For each statue it says winter, summer, spring, and autumn, fall. So I think these guys here, they collaborated with the Nazis and Hitler. I think the Oerlikon factories, they have something to do with it. I'll look it up later. Nice little mansion here. The joining. I wonder nobody has come yet. So here it says Boveri, that is the Latin name or Italian for a bull. It's still the B and the O in it, like B-U for a bull. And so here is the bull. And the bull is Apis in the pharaonic language. And the hieroglyph for Apis, the bull, is the logo of the Citroën French cars. So these are real big, huge pharaohs here, you know. Still pharaonic stuff in here. And this looks quite reptilian stuff here. The bull. Apis. Have a shower. The villa in Baden I just showed you before belongs to the Walter Boveri family, who first worked for Oerlikon in Switzerland. In Zurich, well known for selling guns and ammo to the Nazis in World War II and prolonging the war with 2 years. Rudolf Hess, who also studied at the ETH, the Technical University of Zurich, came to this villa many times, together with General Ulrich Wille. Therefore, it's not really a coincidence that this Swiss Braun Boveri company used slave workers from the Nazi concentration camps such as Buchenwald and Auschwitz, as happened to this Italian woman called Clément. Yeah, you can read it. If you punch in Clément and all the other things here, it pops out. It says again, Brown Boveri. Well, the story goes on and on and on and on. These Swiss got their dirty little fingers and everything. And nobody does a thing against it. Except the CIA, maybe. Just a handful of people. Just a few. This is the base of evil, folks. Octagon of the Templars. And the Nazis, they were the Templars. Well, you can find it yourself in the internet. Furthermore, proven by the fact that later on they merged with another company with a logo like this here. So these Swiss from Octagon with their multinational companies have their fingers in all crime against humanity prepared by the Swiss Nazi Templars. And it all goes together with big business. Armies together with big business. Geostrategical wars. So now, this is the name of the company now. SCR, BBC, Brown Boveri Company. Charming, isn't it? Charming country, eh? Oh, Charles, let's do some skiing in this charming country. So the Europeans killing each other. And this is the German battleship Scharnhorst from the Second World War. Yeah. So the Europeans killing each other and the Swiss making guns and weapons so they can kill each other and making money. You see the propulsion? Three Brown Boveri Company geared steam turbines. Yeah. They sank it in 1943, I think. Well, this is Switzerland with their neutrality swindle. The engines by Swiss company, multinational. Well, they're all over. In America, in Sweden, in Germany. But it is Swiss. This is Templar stuff. So this is a tank defense here from the Second World War. It's all around Switzerland. The French-speaking Swiss, they call it Toblerone, like the chocolate. Here they call it the field of the obelisks. Well, it's not an obelisk, of course. And here with the metal, the barbed wire was, of course, being attached. Well, this is all over. As the Swiss, they financed Adolf Hitler, you know, they knew there was something coming up to them, you know. So they were expecting something, a possibility. So this is all over here. It's about 30 km from the German border. So, and there's Baden. So it's a tank defense and, you know, with barbed wire and in German they call it Panzersperre. So in Switzerland, of course, the ones who financed Adolf Hitler. Well, they look good after themselves, eh? So this Swiss tank defense is going all around Switzerland. Not exactly at the border, but you know, 20 miles. So here's the Swiss bunker, just like 40 yards from the tank defense. Second World War stuff. Ready to use again. So this here, all around Switzerland, these are the defense lines. I mean, they planned the whole thing. This is a map of Switzerland, like this. here's Germany, here's Italy, here's France. So they planned this whole thing from the beginning, and they were prepared for everything. So I filmed this here in Baden, right next to the Boveri villa of Walter Boveri, who collaborated with the Nazis and also helped prolonging the Second World War and took concentration camp prisoners as slave labor for their Boveri industry, producing turbines and engines for the Nazis. Nice country, isn't it? They were prepared for everything. And these defense lines were more like for, you know, stopping defenseless people, you know, refugees and all that. It was not really for something else. Yeah. And of course, if something went wrong, they had a plan B. So this is the plan B. But they calculated all that nothing could go wrong. The whole Second World War was planned by the Nazi Templars of Switzerland. They've got their dirty little fingers in every crime against humanity, against Europe, with their banks, with the multinational companies. This is their base, Octagon.